Intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please be aware that the following content is not real news, but instead is humorous material intended for your enjoyment. Top stories this week begin in politics as visibly bruised Pete Hegseth declares wobbly bar stools a threat to national security. Occasionally pausing to rub his bleeding temple as he delivered the statement, visibly bruised, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth declared Friday that wobbly bar stools were a threat to national security. Quote, "Our enemies are attempting to destabilize the United States by planting those rickety death traps in our nation's restaurants, breweries, and watering holes. And now they've targeted me personally," said a wincing Hegseth, who had sustained multiple soft tissue injuries the previous evening after falling from a 3-foot-tall seat while consuming his fourth scorpion bowl. Quote, "This is a threat to the American way of drinking, and the U.S. military must act quickly before wobbly stools infiltrate every bar in the country. The terrorists behind this plot are highly sophisticated and organized, as they somehow tricked me into believing that the stool had a back to it when I first sat down. And I swear they're making these fuckers higher every day. Our nation's enemies want us falling over." Hegseth went on to announce that the bartender who cut him off was also a threat to the nation. Next, Zoran Mamdani refuses to share plan for making rich richer. Casting doubt on the mayoral candidate's ability to effectively carry out the duties of the office, critics assailed New York State Representative Zoran Mamdani Friday for refusing to share his plan to make the rich richer. Quote, "Despite repeated calls to release his 4-year plan for growing the coffers of our city's wealthy elite, Mamdani has so far offered few specifics on how he would increase economic inequality as mayor," said political analyst Susanna Staunton, adding that Mamdani currently had no information on his campaign website about how he planned to create new billionaires and centimillionaires if elected. Quote, "A lot of New Yorkers are sitting at their 30-foot mahogany kitchen tables worrying about how they're going to make that next superyacht payment. Yet, Mamdani refuses to directly address their concerns. He dodged multiple questions at the debate about how he would create tax loopholes for Manhattanites making over $5 million per year, and never once discussed subsidies for private jets. At a certain point, Mamdani's evasiveness raises a big question. Does this man have the political experience necessary to serve the CEOs and fossil fuel heirs of his city?" At press time, critics alleged that Mamdani was also being cagey about his plans for making the poor poorer. Next, "Thank you for that question," responds Eric Adams to swarm of rats he forced to act out debate. Expressing gratitude for the opportunity to correct the record against his opponents, current New York City mayor and former candidate for re-election, Eric Adams reportedly said, quote, "Thank you for that question," Thursday, to a group of rats he captured and forced to act out a private debate in his Gracie Mansion bedroom. Quote, "It's interesting you ask me that, Mr. Moderator. I certainly would have to say that the best part of New York is its people," said Adams, who paused to grab one of the rats he had sewn into a tiny suit and tie, repositioning it behind a small cardboard podium before it could scurry away. Quote, "What was that? Why, yes, I did have a wonderful trip to Albania. I met with many business leaders to discuss new opportunities for New York. I'm happy to talk about these things, unlike some of the politicians on this stage, who are too busy nibbling on their cheese cubes to bother answering your questions. After the debate ended, sources confirmed Adams was furious with the poor polling among the cockroaches he had dressed up as constituents. Next, how to join ICE. As Immigration and Customs Enforcement seeks to increase its presence across the country, the agency is actively recruiting new agents to carry out the Trump administration's mass deportation campaign. The Onion breaks down how to join ICE. Step 1. Be born with something just missing. Step 2. Try deporting a few neighbors without the constitutional authority to do so, to see if it's for you. Step 3. Unlearn any secondary languages you may know. Step 4. If filling out the application form presents a challenge, candidates may instead demonstrate how hard they can punch a dog. Step 5. Undergo background check confirming at least one prior arrest for a violent crime. Step 6. Click through 6-step combat training module. Step 7. Order police vest from www.costumecorner.com. And finally, step 8, grab gun from gun bucket. Next, what to know about data centers. As the use of AI increases, data centers are popping up across the country. The Onion shares everything you need to know about the controversial facilities. What do data centers need to run? Water, electricity, air conditioning, and other resources typically wasted on schools and hospitals. Do data centers use a lot of water? What are you, a fish? Don't worry about it. How are data centers regulated? Next month, Congress will hear about data centers for the very first time. Do I need to worry about one coming to my town? Only if your town is built on land. How long does it take to build a new data center? Approximately one closed-door city council vote. What's Wi-Fi? Not right now, big guy. And finally, what will most data centers house in the future? Raccoons. Next, biologists announce there's absolutely nothing we can learn from clams. Saying they saw no conceivable reason to bother with the bivalve mollusks, biologists at the Woodhull Oceanographic Institution announced Thursday that there was absolutely nothing to be learned from clams. Quote, "Our studies have found that while some of their shells look pretty cool, clams really don't have anything to teach us," said the organization's chief scientist, Francis Dawkins, clarifying that it wasn't simply the case that researchers had already learned everything they could from clams, but rather that there had never been anything to learn from them and never would be. Quote, "We certainly can't teach them anything. It's not like you can train them to run through a maze the way you would with mice. We've tried, and they pretty much just lie there. From what I've observed, they have a lot more in common with rocks than they do with us. They're technically alive, I guess, if you want to call that living. They open and close sometimes, but I mean, so does a wallet. If you've used a wallet, you know more or less all there is to know about clams. Pretty boring." The finding follows a study conducted by marine biologists last summer that concluded clams don't have much flavor either, tasting pretty much the same as everything else on a fried seafood platter. Next, Home Depot introduces new 12-foot-tall Willem Dafoe. saying the novelty decoration would add the perfect touch to Halloween yard displays. The Home Depot announced Friday it had begun selling a new 12-foot-tall Willem Dafoe in stores nationwide. Quote, October just got a whole lot spookier with our exclusive oversized Willem Dafoe ornament. Read the product's promotional copy, which emphasized that the massive high-density polyethylene recreation of the Platoon and Antichrist star would be towering over trick-or-treaters after just a few minutes of assembly. Quote, great for haunted houses, front yards, or anywhere else you want to terrify people with the BAFTA and Golden Globe Award winners' unsettling grimace and misty blue eyes. Plus, built-in LEDs ensure the whole neighborhood can see that distinctive tooth gap. At press time, the Home Depot had reportedly removed the decorative Dafoe from shelves after numerous parents complained the actor's face had given their children nightmares. Next in sports, Andy Reid urges Chris Jones to soak in hot tub filled with chopped vegetables, insisting it would help the six-time Pro Bowler recover from the aches and pains of the grueling NFL season. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid reportedly urged star defensive tackle Chris Jones on Wednesday to soak in a piping hot tub filled with chopped carrots, onions, celery, and bay leaves. Quote, hop on in, big guy. I've got this water seasoned just right to soothe and tenderize those sore muscles, said Reid, wearing a chef's hat over his headset as he stirred the water with a large wooden paddle and periodically added peppercorns, kosher salt, and rosemary to help, quote, open up Jones' pores and draw out, quote, toxins and flavor. Quote, stay in there for about 8 minutes so all these healing ingredients can deeply penetrate your tissue. You'll know you've fully recovered when your internal temperature is around 160 degrees. In the meantime, rub yourself down with this garlic to help with inflammation, and pay no mind if I come over and poke you with a fork from time to time. It's a special acupuncture technique that'll really get those savory juices flowing. At press time, witnesses confirmed Reid was licking his lips and adding a couple of sticks of butter to the tub as he muttered, quote, God, you're going to be so nice and tender and ready to play after this, to his slow braising player. Next in entertainment, Katy Perry releases new single about superiority of Canadian manufacturing. Signaling a new chapter in her career, pop star Katy Perry released a new single Monday about the superiority of Canadian manufacturing. Quote, when I learned about the strength of Canadian automotive and aerospace manufacturing, I knew I had to put it in song, Perry said in an Instagram post accompanying a preview of the new track, which features lyrics such as, 550 billy in exports annually, they making tires in the Annapolis Valley, over a hip-hop influenced beat and a Max Martin produced chorus that emphasized the country's advantages in skilled labor. Quote, I like to write about what's going on in my life, and right now, I'm definitely in my single, flirty, manufacturing powerhouse era. British Columbia's hydrogen fuel cell industry is a whole mood. I hope my Katy Cats have as much fun listening to Made in Canada as I had recording it. At press time, Perry announced she would be releasing a new album on Boxing Day. Next, biggest revelations from Mr. Scorsese. A new five-part docuseries on Apple TV examines the life and career of iconic filmmaker Martin Scorsese. Here are the biggest and most shocking revelations from Mr. Scorsese. was often bedridden as a child due to debilitating spaghetti allergy. Prefers the more casual Marty on set and fires anyone who disobeys. Doesn't know how to log into Apple TV. Came up with the idea for Gangsters while eating an Italian restaurant in 1958. Has seen as many as 12 movies in his lifetime. Initially thought a Hawaiian shirt would be enough to de-age Robert De Niro in The Irishman. Eyebrows are insured for $5 million. Old enough to call movies the pictures sometimes. Has 200 hit points. And finally, still doesn't know whether people on screen are real or fake, but is content not knowing. Next. Wedding planner gingerly asks Taylor Swift if she's considered dance lessons. Attempting to broach the sensitive subject as delicately as possible, Taylor Swift's wedding planner reportedly asked the artist Friday if she had ever considered dance lessons. Quote, "They're completely optional, of course, but a lot of brides find them quite helpful," said event organizer Riley Hirsch, who spoke in a soft voice as she assured the multi-platinum artist that there was plenty of time before the big day to loosen up and get in some practice. Quote, "I promise it's a skill that anyone can learn. Some people just have a natural rhythm, and for others it's harder to catch on to. Even if you don't find yourself significantly improving, at least you'll have learned something new. How about I just leave you with the contact information for a couple of good local instructors?" At press time, sources confirmed Hirsch was biting her tongue after Swift insisted she would choreograph the first dance herself. Next, an artist profile of Zach Bryan. With 112,408 fans attending his show Saturday at Michigan Stadium, country star Zach Bryan set a new national record for the largest ticketed concert crowd. The Onion shares everything you need to know about the artist. Hometown. You don't want to know the history of this place, Oklahoma. Instrument, sleeveless guitar. Vocal style, dehydrated. Biggest hit, "That Cloud Looks Like a Lady." Fan base, hungover people driving to church. Reason he joined the Navy, discounted phone plan. Culpability for rapid bleaching of Great Barrier Reef, minimal. And finally, military rank achieved, level 6 barred. Next in local news, sober October ends as deer realizes apple he just ate is fermented. Frustrated at breaking a 3-week streak of alcohol abstinence, a white-tailed deer expressed annoyance Monday upon realizing he could not complete his goal of a sober October because the apple he had just eaten was fermented. Quote, "Oh, God damn it. I knew it smelled too good to be non-alcoholic," said the visibly irritated 3-year-old Buck, who observed that since committing himself to 31 days of dry living, he had been waking up with a clearer head, and his pelage was glossier than it had been for years. Quote, "Someone should really clear these out. They're just lying around there. Any fawn could get to them. Well, the whole day's a wash, so I might as well have a few more and see where the night goes." At press time, the increasingly erratic deer was seen rutting with a friend, nuzzling with a 1-year-old doe, and then passing out in a leaf-covered glade. Next. Man has favorite hot dog place for every level of sobriety. Revealing a highly calibrated system that he has fine-tuned over a lifetime of trial and error, Local man Kevin Stafford told reporters Wednesday that he has a favorite hot dog place for every level of sobriety. Quote, Richie's is completely disgusting garbage. Unless you're absolutely hammered, then it's like the best fucking spot in the world. Said Stafford, who, in what amounts to years of self-administered longitudinal research, ethnographic fieldwork, and controlled taste trials, now has at least 12 go-to dog spots, depending on precisely how intoxicated he is, ranging from tipsy to good enough to drive to completely fucking shit-faced. Quote, Mustard Club is delicious for when you are buzzed at lunch, but the place closes at 9 p.m. Their hot dogs are like $11, and they have vegetables on them and shit. Now, if you want something real quick before heading out to the bars, you'll definitely want to head to Schmitty Dogs and get the Bacon Boy. But trust me, if it's 2:30 a.m. and you're looking to scarf down something real quick before passing out, you gotta get the cheesy dog at Bun Run. But I can only have one of those when I'm 7 or 8 drinks in. And when you're hungover the next morning, nothing will cure you like the breakfast dog at Chico's. According to third-party data, Stafford's overwhelmingly most visited hot dog place was actually the 7-Eleven at the gas station by his apartment, though he doesn't knowingly consider it a favorite spot, as he only goes there when he's completely blackout drunk. Next. National Guardsman awakes screaming from nightmare about Americans going about daily lives. Catching his breath and wiping the sweat from his brow after he realized it was all just a bad dream, Texas National Guard member Jason Ringold reportedly woke up screaming at 3 a.m. Thursday after having a nightmare about Americans peacefully going about their daily lives. Quote, Oh God, they were carrying groceries and picking up their kids from school. From school. Said a still-shaken Ringold, who recently returned home from Chicago, where his unit is still deployed, and who admitted he was reliving scenes such as a woman driving home from work, doing some grocery shopping, and heading home to make dinner. Quote, It all felt so real, like it was happening all over again. There were these young men playing a game of pickup basketball, and they were laughing, like it was all just normal. This one man, oh God, he was eating a sandwich right there on the park bench, and another lady was withdrawing money from a fucking ATM. And of course, my buddies are still there. They're in the shit, man. Christ, it's so awful to think about. According to sources, Ringold drank a glass of water to calm himself down, but was unable to get back to sleep after receiving a frantic text from a National Guard member deployed to Portland, Oregon, who told him the level of normalcy there was even more horrific than anyone could have imagined. And that concludes this week's broadcast of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. Once again, I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please come back next week for more news. And until then, take care.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.